Good morning, everybody, and good morning, boys and girls. I'm going to come closer to you again. I see some boys and girls over here, and I see, yes, some over there, and some very high up there. You're waving at me, that's great. I'm going to say something to you. You ready? Anderson Annette Armstrong. Backler, Beckett, Brett, Brunton, Cameron, Cathcart, Cherry, Christie, Cook, Doris, Dunlop, Bettis, Enderby, Ferris, Gordon, Graham, Griffin, Ireland, Larmer, Majuri, McCandless, McDade, McDonough, MacDonald, Taylor, Tennant, Turtle, Watson, Williams, Wiley. You haven't got a clue what I'm talking about, sure you don't. Does anyone know what I might be talking about? There's a few people whispering and now they're going to have a wee stab. Those are the names of the boys in my class 40 years ago this year. When I was in first form, or year 8 as they call it today, and for some strange reason, I can remember all those boys' names. I don't remember the names of the boys in P7, or the names of the boys in maybe fifth form, whatever year that is today. For some reason, and I don't quite know why, I can remember all those boys' names from first form, year 8, 40 years ago this year. Last week, I was looking for my mobile phone, and I couldn't remember where I put it. I went upstairs. I went into the living room. I went into every room in the house, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't remember where I'd put it. And eventually, I found it in my car. Sometimes I can't remember where I put my car keys. But I can remember all the boys' names from 40 years ago in my class. Memory is a very strange thing. Very strange. Boys and girls, can God remember everything? He knows everything, doesn't he? He knows more than Google knows. He knows everything. So he must remember everything, mustn't he? Because he's God. I can't remember everything. God can remember everything. Or can he? Because it says in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament and the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, God says this, your sins, if you're a Christian, if you know Jesus as your Savior, God says to you, your sins, I will remember no more. And that's one of the great things about being a Christian. That because Jesus died on the cross for you and for your sins, God promises to take all your sins and to throw them into the sea of his forgetfulness. And he promises never, ever to remember them again. And I think that's amazing. And that's one of the reasons why I love being a Christian. God has promised to forget about all my sin because Jesus paid for it on the cross. Memory is a funny thing. I can remember all the boys' names from 40 years ago. Billy, where are my car keys? They're in the vestry, just remembered. We remember lots of things. We forget lots of things. God knows everything, remembers everything, but he's promised to remember our sins no more. Are you a Christian? Is Jesus your Savior? Can you say about your sins, God has forgotten all about them because Jesus died for me? Let's say a prayer, will we? And then we'll sing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know everything. And yet, you have promised, because of Jesus, that you will forget about all our sins. Father, this is amazing. This is good news today. And I pray that each and every boy and girl in church today will have faith in Jesus as their Savior. We ask it in his name. Amen.